Okay, so continuing on, I want to get back maybe later to that mimer from the Eim Habanim Smecha, but today I just wanted to do a little bit on page 17, it should Mari Halevi. It's one of the classical tshuvas on this topic about chametz and corporations. Should Mari Halevi. And he talks about, you know, corporations, stocks. the question about selling the chametz, etc. So on page 19, he writes where the arrow is. Mikol mokum nira lahatir. Minidon didan. In other words, in the case of stocks, he says he thinks it's mutter to have them on Pesach. In other words, the guf hachometz is not owned by the stock holders. And furthermore, anything that the batim and the chatzeres that the chometz is in is also not owned by the stockholders. In other words, even though if the chometz gets lost and the price goes down, they're going to lose monetarily. But it's the Akum's chometz. And it's in the house of the Akum. So if you're Mekabel Achrayis and Akum's Chometz, but it's in your house, in the Jew's house, that's one thing. You're a Shomer. But if it's the Chometz Shal Akum, Bershus Akum, and you're Mekabel Achrayis, so that's not going to have a problem.
Rabbi, would that change if it was a non-religious Jew?
If what?
If it was, instead of an Akum that owns it, it's a non-religious Jew who owns it.
So, that's an interesting question. In other words, there is one Achron that says that there's no Chometz Shel Ovav Pesach on non-religious Jews. Meaning that the whole idea of the Chometz Shel Ovav Lava Pesach is because we don't want you to... to own chametz and Pesach, so if it's from Jew, so then if he's not going to eat chametz, if it's chametz over Pesach, so we made a knas, he's not going to have the chametz. But if he's not listening to us anyway, then there's a say from Mogen Elif that says that svara. It's generally not the used svara, but it's b'shas hachagodol. It's something that is quoted when there's a big shas hachak. But we're talking about, you know, stockholders and corporations and things like that. So he says that you don't have any access to the chametz. You have no access to the place where the chametz is put. He says, "The gamble vak holds that near on the fear near daiti. The had the konis from Shimon lesser behanoch chomitz over the Pesach, who should the came in the achayv levar chomitz azeh." In other words, he's mechuyif to get rid of the chomitz, and you didn't listen. Who over al mitzvah haTorah? Because of Chazal, shelo yiyeh ahani masav. So his meisim shouldn't benefit from his actions that he didn't get rid of the chametz. So if we say you can't, so if you're mekabel achrayis, so then you're and it's in your rishus, the guy's chametz, you mekabel achrayis, you have to get rid of it. But here you have no access, you have no ability to get rid of it. It's
so
Because Manu can tzuva alof. Masha Eke Minion Didon Shaloya Efshars Bashum Ofa Lavara Chamit, Shaylo Labal Haxayan, Rishus Mikhalis, and Mokum Shachamit Sham, Ain Mokum Kalala Council. So.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, Vishyashal Mokhras Axion, Damke Nirash, the law of Aru Isur of Hachi. So that's what he says. That my question is, would this apply just to a stockle? Or even, and this maybe you could help me legally, in other words, say that the main shareholders in the corporation, do they have an ability to...
Not in their capacity as shareholders. People who have large shareholders are also officers. It's wearing a different hat.
Right, so if you're a large shareholder
in Key Food,
so could you walk in Key Food and take
no.
You can't.
No.
Now, let me ask a quick, this is the other question that someone was asking. So what is the reason why, Alpi Halacha, obviously a person can't walk into a store and just shoplift.
Mm-hmm.
So who was he stealing from? In other words,
stealing from the legal entity, legal fictional entity called the corporation.
Corporation, right? And that's called, and it's that like normally in halacha we have bailus of a person,
right,
or a shutah for that. But
yeah.
In other words, is this a stealing? Is it, or is this just like someone would say, just dina de mahusa?
Yeah, exactly what it is. Corporations don't exist in the law unless the legislature has said they do. The common law doesn't recognize corporations any more than halacha does. But if the legislature passes a law, it used to be they passed special laws and they made the corporations. They created the corporations by special act of legislature. Now they just simply set up a system. Anybody can make his own corporation. But again, the legislature has to allow it.
So how does it start? Somebody comes in.
You file a paper saying A, B, and C, hereby form a corporation, and they subscribe to the stock or whatever, or they elect the first directors anyway. You go to the original articles of corporation, name the first directors usually. And then the corporation sells the stock to usually those people.
So, like, somebody puts up money.
Yeah, usually.
I mean, who's going to buy the food?
Right. Somebody puts money into the corporation. The corporation has assets, and you own your shares of the corporation.
So it's like you, but now you're relinquishing your ability for your money.
Well,
or you're giving it to the corporation.
You're giving it to the corporation.
Which is a fictitious entity. It's not
a... Yeah, but it doesn't quite have a mind of its own. Its mind is the mind of the people who run it.
Right, but the question is, with the people, do you feel that they're considered alpidin bailim? You know, say, in other words, here we're talking about somebody who's just a share owner. So a share owner, you know, okay, I have a shop of shares, no one cares what I have to say, I'm not going to, but the movers and the shakers, the question is, are they bailim, or they're not, even they're not bailim?
Even they're not even bailim.
Even they're not
bailim. Wearing the hat of shareholders. Usually the movers, you know, the big shareholders have elected themselves directors. Then that may be different.
And directors are bailim, or like if it's a director of a camp, he's not the bailim of the camp. He's the director of the camp. Like say.
Yeah, that's a different concept.
It's
the same word.
Right. My question is, the Mariel Levy, and I once saw. I have to see recently, I just have to see where I saw it, that the Chubina Rav was very machshiv, this tshuva.
Mm-hmm.
That the Chubina Rav is the Poisek Hador. You know, you go to Har HaMnuchas, so who's there at Har HaMnuchas? And one line is the Belzer Rebbe, the Chubina Rav, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and then they fit in Rav Dain Fisher. They stooped him in, there was a little space there. Yeah. So he was, you know, the Chubina Rav was one of the Gedolei Hador, and he was very machshiv this. So it could be, now according to this tshuva, we'll see others might disagree.
I know some people today to see whether if a corporation owns on its own Pesach, they look to see the names of the directors.
Right. So I'm questioning and whether do you even have to. Well, my question is, do you even have to do that? That's my question. I know people.
That's not this question.
Right.
This question is, are the shareholders considered to buy them? The answer, I think, both here and law is no.
Right. So, and the question.
Shareholders' right is limited to choosing the buyer, if you want to put it that way, of naming the buyer. They're not the buyer themselves.
But what makes them buyer? They can't even.
They're not buyer.
They have decision power.
They have generally the only decision power they have is the right to say who makes the decisions.
Right. So
it's like an election. It's like an election in a city. You elect the mayor. The mayor has the power. Your power. You don't have the power in the city. Your power is to choose who's going to be the mayor.
Right. So the Mari Halevi here on page 19 Paskins that if you have you're a stockholder, you're not a Bailam, and you don't because and there's no Chomet Shavu of a Pesach because. Chomet Shavu Pesach is we fine you because you should have gotten rid of the chametz, but here you don't have the ability to get rid of the chametz. So what's the fine about? The first word of the line is Isura Bahachi on page 19. That those that just came in Isura Bahachi on the page 19 on the right side, and then he says Dashas Pesachim Daf Yudam and Beis Ibaig BeGemara Kikar Befi Nachash. If there's a kikar of chametz in the mouth of a snake, in other words, does he have to get someone to remove it? In other words, normally you get rid of the chametz with your guf. Here you can't get rid of the chametz with your guf. You have to pay money to have someone remove it. So verse says, take that people pay to do the bedikah. So you see from that Gemara that even b'mamon you have to do if it causes you to pay money. Because of Mashal Sham the third theme, a mitzvah yichol is kai begufo, shein rotsa latriach, but kai gavnim kuiv kai mitzvah are de mamono. In other words, if you could do it with gufo and you don't want to, so then you can pay. Aval bikikar befi nachash, shein yichol kai begufo. But if you have a kikar in the befi nachash, then you can't do it begufo.
Can we do it one way or another? Otherwise, you're an onus.
Right.
If you can't do it, then there's no question.
Right. So the Marshal is saying that if you can do begufo and you don't want to, so you mechuyif do b'mamono. But if you can't do begufo, then you're not necessarily mechuyif to do it all day b'mamono. So then he says, let's think further down. Then he talks about Sakonis Akrav. And then he writes, Anochi Amarti Bezel Yashiv Kushas HaBeis Yosef. That the Rif leaves out the din. That when the Kelev could find it, ain't tzarach livdok mishum sakonis akrov. Because of Tosus, bucha dima Kelev yochol chapes alav lo mifta mishum. You have to hire people to dig and find it. Then if it's not Vadei Chometz, you don't have to pay people to try to get it because there could be snakes there. So you're not behooved to put yourself into that situation. And the Beis Yosef asked that the Rif and the Rosh don't bring down this chiluk between Vaday and the Suffolk. So he says, V'yaniz night in Nira, the Hathosis Azli Vishitose, Shetirchu, the Had the Kikar, Vishitanochash, Lot Yahur, Bon, Vamode, Vishum, to Suffolk Homies, the Shem Yachlan, or Nochash. That when you have the Kikar, Vishitanochash, so the reason why you don't have to do it, because that, by definition, is Suffolk Chametz, because the Nachash can eat it. But if there's no Nachash around, and it's a Mashenkin B'Bedigah, they have a Kvadeh Chametz. Kvadeh Chametz Gam Mamon HaTrichu. So he's making chiluk between Suffolk Chametz and Vadeh Chametz, Agabe, whether we're Matriach to do B'Mamono. Oh. So then he says, like the next paragraph, we don't know. Came in the Yavshal Olavatel Ha'aktan Levar Guf Hachomitz. Kumosha Kosovel Su Eidum Bechuv Klaal Limkoras Ha'aktia Mishum Dechol She'eni Yochel Lekai Mitzvah Bir Begufo. So he says that the same thing with that if you can't do it Begufo, if you hold like that opinion that you can't do it Begufo, then you're not Bechuv to do it by Mamono, like the Marshal. So then, same thing over here. You can't do it begufo because it's a stock. You won't get it. So then you're not mechuyev to sell. So that's another svar he's giving, that you're only mechuyev to get rid of chametz if you can do it begufo, then you're lazy. You have to do it b'mamona, because you'll pay for it. But if you can't even do it begufo, then there's no chiyuv.
I mean, that Gemara is talking about when he wasn't mevatel it. Like, I mean, Bechari was mevatel it, but there's an issue of still getting rid of it.
Right. You're still getting rid of it, right.
Right. So then maybe here also you should have to get rid of it.
If he can't be vire it, then he's not mechuyev to sell or to do some monetary thing. Because the ikur din is beer. If you're lazy, you can't do the beer, then you have to hire somebody or something like that. Sell it, whatever it is. But if beer is not in the equation, so then,
maybe that's only to take care of the din d'rabbanan of getting rid of your chametz, even though you're mevatel it already. Maybe the problem of owning chametz, which you are not mevatel, maybe you have to sell your shares.
Yeah, maybe. Well, so, and then the same thing, the Elif Lecha Shlomo. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger here, page 20 and 21, where he writes, the Shalti may agvir nosan kalir ayos ki yeshlo aktsion lochers chomitz imchuv gam hu lochtov shtar mechir al chomitz. So he writes, the Shalti shader chanoshim sheishlo aktsion, you know, whatever that's called, v'chei kol habankin yeshlo brak chelik lerevach ol hefsin eilam shum zchus lahagin lochoves tasam b'yin taluchos mischar. Right, in other words, they don't have any say.
Bank lends money to a bakery. It has no control of the bakery.
Right. L'chem l'chol ha'chiyuv al Rav Nosson Limkor. Right. There's no chiyuv. Meaning there's no bal yirah, no chiyuv, etc. Now, there is a very fascinating sefer. It's on page 22 here. It's called Yad Shaul. So who was this Yad Shaul? Rav Shaul Weingart. He was a Talmud of the Sri Deish. He was a big Talmud of the Sri Deish. He was a young man, and he there was an accident that happened. Something about jumping out of a train, something with a train, and it's a whole. And he died at a young age. And his Rebbe his Rebbe, the Sri Deish, put out a Sefer Zikaron in his memory. And he printed something from the Talmud. And the Talmud has had a tshuva about corporations. And in fact, in the YU library, when I was preparing the shiur, we have an old copy, and I just flipped over the front cover. It was the Sri Deish inscribed it to Rav Soloveitchik, and it said to him, on the occasion of the forthcoming marriage of your daughter Tova Soloveitchik to Aaron Lichtenstein. And he signed his name. And then Rav Soloveitchik, I guess, gave it to the library. So it's fascinating to see that inscription. We have it in the... I didn't even know that was what it is. There it was. So he has a... So he discusses this tshuva. It's amazing to me that this fellow, Shaul Weingart, even had a copy of this sefer, the Mari Halevi. Switzerland, I don't know what the ability of getting these type of svarim was in that kufa, but he on page 24, at the bottom, he quotes the Mari Halevi b'tshuva. He says he brings two reasons, lahater, shtias ha-sheikhar achar ha-pesach, he had the case was beer, and the question of chomich olav ha-pesach, and he says one of them, shneim novim mimokarech ad kan yesh lem, te'elehem reshus levaris ha-chomitz, so therefore you can't make a knas, and number two, a tam sheni, is that Gemara of Akikar b'fi nochash, and he says only Masafi chametz, but not Bavadei chametz, but the Marshal says that it's a difference that if what we said before, if you can't do a begufo, there's a new chiyuv b'mamono. So therefore, you're not mechuyev to. And then he takes issue with it. And he says, in the last couple of lines, Adrava, Ibcha Mestabrath, last three lines, a directorim, him shliche hachevra, nechshavim kinifkodim. He says, it's like they're like the shomrim on the chametz. Ubalei chevra sheheim balei hamnios, him gam balei chametz. He says, they're owners. Uma she'ein lehem reshus ligla b'chametz, ubimnei shekach yiskimu b'neihem, Bala Hamnias. He says that the board of directors, they're real owners. And he says, the pshat is like Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman said to me, he said, just because you can't use it, like he said to me, like technically, he said, Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman is a Talmud Chacham from Williamsburg, I'm friendly with. He says, say people could buy a car, and they could make an agreement that we're only going to use the car to rent out. But we own the car. But we're going to make an agreement, we're not going to be using the car ourselves, but then we're still owners of the car. But we made the agreement that we're not going to use the car. So same thing, we're owners of the chametz. We make an agreement, we're not going to eat the chametz and take the chametz, we're going to sell it in the chain store. And that doesn't take away from the possibility that we're still owners. And so therefore, he's not convinced that the fact that you didn't have the ability to get rid of it makes you not a bialim. And therefore, but in the end, he says that that even though in the end he doesn't say that what the Maria Levi says is the clincher, but he writes here on page 27 where the arrow is, he says that Habayla Shabala Hamnias Einam Individualit, there's not individual ownership, Kolomer Mikusher Simabal Shem Shematzinu Esamusa Mamone Babakama She Perusho Shuachroi Bechol Move on Bad Mamono Unachosov Inun Arvile, but it's a, and then he says it's this concept that it's hanachasim v'shayach l'chaver ki'il hanachasim v'elu ishiyut b'fnei atzma. In other words, this is this new concept of a corporation, and it's so. In the end, he himself also is mekel, but he doesn't think that it's enough to say what the Mari Halevi said, that just because you can't get to it, because you could be the total owner even if you can't use it, and if you can't mavar it, but you're the owner. Because you can, like, we can make a deal. We're going to buy a store worth of chametz, and then it's going to be a corporation, and neither of us could use it. So in the end, he also subscribes to the idea that he's not, you know, Bal Yeroah, but he says as he writes here on page 28 בניים של בנק הממשלתי, הבנק תמיד עושה עסוקים ומרוויח על ידי חומץ, פרד במדינס חקלויה. So the bank has חומץ, they get money from חומץ. But does that mean that the revach from this is getting an off from חומץ? So he says, אם היה עשו, אם הממשל נושא, זה בדוגע ותבוע גם בפסח. הלבד אין לגמוס איזה חלק has a cloud of shutfus wadin bechever didan in case shum nucha lachzo lasvar rishona tacha viki ilu balem nios kibul raka chrais viikar chomitz shushal also ishius. So the owner is the corporation, and but lemaisa it's like taking chomitz shel somebody else's chametz, you know, is what he calls ishiyut mishpatit. It's like, so you get to say taking achrayus for that chametz in somebody else's. So therefore, you're not going to violate Bal Yeroah. And the corporation itself is the owner. So there's no Bal Yeroah. So in other words, again, I think his point is the fact that you can't use it is not the clincher. That's what the Maria Levi said. That's the clincher. He says no, because it still could have been like the example like Rav Goodman gave you. In other words, you can buy something and make a deal that you're not going to use it. Doesn't mean that you're not the owner. But he still says that it's not the owner. The true owner is the corporation, and the corporation is not a real person. So Mela, so that would be the owner, but the owner is not a real person, and Mela, so there's no real Bal Yeroah here. But not because they can't use it, because the owner is not a person. It's a goof base, like Rav Sternbach calls it. And Mela, so he in the end agrees to what about the Maria Levi, but Lav Mitame. Now Rav Sternbach, the Michas Yitzchak, he's the one who wrote one of the original truvas on this matter. And his, and he discusses, but his conclusion on page 34 is like this. He says, Tavla, 34 on the top. He says, Tavla Ladina, the Bailus Mugbelas have a Bailus Lafid Divrei Torah Seinu Hagdosha. In other words, the fact that you're Mugbal, that you're limited in your ability, so that's, you're still a Bail. Valkane, Mestam Mnios, Sheish Hakopari Bailus Mugbelas, Labal Mnios, Yeslam de Bailus. Also, Mnios, Sheilam Shum Das Bailum, Lomide Vlomixose, Afno Chavas Daitam. But he says, if you don't have any, your opinion is not listened to, or you're a stock owner, so what are you going to say? I'm my opinion you're going to listen to? So then he says, that's not even Bailus Mugbelus. And Vechshav Rak Kalva, the Kabbalah Sachrayas. So it's considered that you're getting a loan and you're having a Kabbalah Sachrai. So if it goes up, you gain money. If it goes down, you lose money. But you're not the Bailam, and therefore, it wouldn't, I guess you wouldn't be violating Bal Yerah. Then he talks about shutfas, but that's the that's his word. So he's saying that the people who are their opinion counts are he considers them violent. Now, like you said, maybe you could argue with that, like the Rebbe also said, and maybe they're not even considered violent.
That makes sense.
But next week we're going to see the tshuva of the Zecher Yitzchak. The Zecher Yitzchak is Rav Yitzchak Padovitcher. And he has the same Zecher. This is the edition that was put out together with the Rav HaRashi, Rav Shapira. And he has a piece on this in the Zecher Yitzchak, so we'll start with that. And then we'll look at Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva about Ribbis. And how corporations and Ribbis play a role. Okay, so we'll take a little break now, and then we'll have Parshas Shavua, and then we'll go from there. So we'll still be on this packet next week. Okay, have a good